Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, insightful marketing news. Today, we're diving into a wave of major moves and fresh strategies across the media, agency, and creator economy landscapes. Whether you're looking to stay ahead of industry shifts or just want to know who's making headlines, we've got you covered. First up, YouTube creator Jessa, known off-screen as Jessi Riedel, just made a significant leap in the business world. According to Adweek, Jessa has officially launched Jessa Co., a new parent company designed to unify his expanding lineup of ventures under one roof. Jessa Co. brings together two primary businesses, Jessa Media, which houses his content empire, and Bucket Squad, the basketball lifestyle and apparel brand that's gained serious traction. With Zach Miller, formerly president of Bucket Squad, stepping up as president of the new parent company, Jessa Co. is now structured to launch additional sub-brands and scale even further. Jessa's media reach is staggering, more than 45 million subscribers and followers, and over 10 billion views across platforms. This formalization signals not just a maturation of Jessa's business, but a broader trend of creators building out full-fledged media and lifestyle conglomerates. Switching gears to the agency world, WPP is making headlines with the appointment of Anne Isabel Choiri as its new Chief Transformation Officer, as reported by Adweek. Choiri joins from the Estee Lauder Companies, where she was SVP of Transformation and helped shape the beauty giant's operating model, marketing, data, analytics, and AI strategy. At WPP, she'll report directly to CEO Cindy Rose and is tasked with executing the Elevate 28 turnaround plan, a three-year strategy designed to return the agency network to growth by 2028 after an 8.1% revenue dip. Choiri's mandate is sweeping. She'll lead innovation, efficiency, and connectivity across WPP's global operations, bake AI and technology into everyday processes, and help drive a culture of change. The plan, which involved a strategic review by McKinsey, aims to save $676 million annually by consolidating leadership, eliminating duplicate roles, and streamlining core functions. Choiri's arrival comes at a pivotal moment, with WPP's share price at a 16-year low and a renewed focus on stabilizing, building momentum, and ultimately reigniting growth. Stagwell is also making power moves to capture bigger clients. Adweek reports that Nicole Souza, formerly Chief Marketing Officer for Publicis Group's Creative Division, has been named Stagwell's new Chief Growth Officer for North America. This appointment comes on the heels of a strong year for Stagwell, which grew new business by 25% and added major brands like Starbucks, PepsiCo, and Target. CEO Mark Penn projects 10% revenue growth in 2026 and expects the company's strongest net new business quarter ever. Souza's hiring is just the first in a series of senior growth leadership appointments planned for this year, all part of Stagwell's push to scale its work with large, high-profile clients and solidify its position in the agency landscape. Meanwhile, the media world is seeing a flurry of leadership changes and new appointments, as detailed in Adweek's Revolving Door Roundup. At CNN, Alex McCallum has been promoted to Chief Operating Officer after her successful tenure as EVP of Digital Products and Services. She's credited with launching key digital products like CNN's All Access subscription, the CNN Express Fast Channel, and an upcoming weather service. McCallum will now oversee not just digital operations, but also group strategy, non-editorial departments, and strategic partnerships. CNN also announced new hires. Patrick Svitek joins as a Washington, D.C.-based reporter focusing on the 2026 midterms and 2028 presidential race, and Carolina Peguero comes on as a correspondent for CNN en Español in Miami, covering the region's evolving economic and immigration landscape. Across the industry, ABC News brought on Leslie Lopez as its New York-based meteorologist and John Schlossberg as executive producer of This Week with George Stephanopoulos. CBS News named Joshua Hoyos as editorial director for its streaming channel, and CNBC tapped Justina Lee as a Singapore-based reporter covering Asia-Pacific markets. On the contributor front, Fox News added former NASA astronaut Captain Butch Wilmore for space analysis, and Muzz now welcomed retired Admiral John Kirby as a national security analyst. That wraps up today's brief. From creators building media empires to agencies and networks restructuring for the future, it's clear that transformation is the name of the game in 2026. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, staying sharp means staying curious. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories to keep you ahead of the curve.